I'm going to wind down my set soon. I think it's almost time. I see the waitress is coming around and giving you guys bills. Keep ordering drinks, right? You guys feel free to keep buying me shit. Is that for me? Excellent. Let's keep that up because I'm still alive. If you have later in the show, I'm going to announce about my DVDs. I'm sure she'll announce it later. They're fucking great. You can buy them with cash or drugs. I will be outside afterwards. To life, everybody. To America, to the troops overseas, and to this all the beautiful ladies in the room. Let's do this shit. All right, that was the same color as the first one. I'm doing all right. One of my heroes is in the room. His name is Carl Lebeau. You ever get a chance to watch this guy? He is also in my top 10 favorite comics of all time. I met him with Sam Kinison in the early, late 80s, early 90s. Are you here, Carl? I wouldn't miss this. Thanks, buddy. He is a fucking great comic. He is now a citizen of Fort Worth, and I'm sure he will be playing here soon. If you don't come watch him, you are wasting your fucking life. Trust me on this. He is a great comic. I have two stories I'm going to tell you about him. This is not part of my act normally. It's just the fact that we haven't seen each other in years, and I have two great stories about him that I've been telling for years. One is hilarious, and one is just sort of an insider story that I will tell you that's pretty fucking cool. First of all, he was Sam Kinison's best friend. And he was with Sam the night that Sam died. And I went to the memorial service in Los Angeles. It was packed with celebrities and everything else. Richard Belzer, who's on Law & Order, was the host of the whole event. If you ever get a chance, go to a bookstore. There's a great book out called I Killed. It has great road stories of all these different comics. I'm in there on page 158. They fucked up. They put Dante Garza, who's this fat fucking Mexican comic who is not me. I don't have a last name. I was raised by wolves. but anyway, I tell this story in the book. I go to this event. All these comics are getting up there. Pauly Shore's like, man, Sam Kinison was my babysitter. He's telling funny stories. Everybody's fun and light. Carl, however, happens to be his best friend, and he's also representing the family. Carl gets up there, and he breaks down on stage while he's talking, and Richard Belzer says, man, that's enough, man. That's enough. Come on. And he starts to walk him off. Funniest shit I have ever seen in my life. Carl breaks away, runs back to the podium, and goes, by the way, I'll be at Igby's all week. Hilarious. Do you guys know who Chris Tucker is? Yeah. Carl Lebeau is responsible for making Chris Tucker famous. And this is a true story. Again, it doesn't have a punchline. There's probably nothing very funny about this, but you will take this home with you, and only a very few select people have ever heard this story. Just a few comics sitting in green rooms, and now you guys. I've never once told this on stage, but I'm telling you because Carl's here. I used to run a room at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles upstairs. It's called the Belly Room. Chris Tucker was an open micer back then. He had done comedy anywhere from 9 months to a year, and he was a good buddy of mine. And he was doing terrible on stage. I walked downstairs because I heard Carl Lebeau is returning after, you know, a year of missing out of playing the Comedy Store because I haven't seen him since Sam's funeral. So I'm like, I can't wait to fucking see Carl. He's one of my fucking heroes. I go downstairs and I'm watching the show in the hallway and I'm watching him and Chris Tucker comes down and he's like, Dante, your room is terrible, man. This is terrible, man. I hate your fucking room, man. Who the fuck is this white motherfucker up on stage? I'm like, that's Carl Lebeau, man. You don't know who the fuck he is. He's like, fuck him, man. He walks in the room. Carl's on stage killing. He's like, hey, get off the stage, you cracking motherfucker. And Carl was like, who is this, Mooney? Is that Paul Mooney? Who is that? Who's fucking with me? I'm like, man, fuck you. I'm not Mooney, bitch. My name is Chris Tucker, you cracker motherfucker. And Carl says something to him like, you know, fuck you, black guy or whatever, and thinking it's like one of his buddies. And Chris is like, fuck you, man. I'm going to fuck you up outside, man. I'm going to fuck you up outside, man. And he walks out. So after Carl gets off stage, he comes up to me and goes, hey, Dante, what the fuck was that all about? I said, man, I told him the whole story. I said, Chris had a bad set upstairs. He's just upset, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Carl's the greatest man in the world. He goes, I'm going to go talk to him. I didn't mean to, you know,
buy into that racial shit. I thought it was one of my friends or whatever. So he goes out there and they're talking for a while, and I don't know what they're talking about. Carl can tell you maybe after the show. And I think he's going to be playing some music with the band out there in the lobby. But anyway, so they're walking and talking, and Carl's got his arm around him, and all of a sudden Chris sucker punches him. And Carl goes back, and next thing you know, Carl kicks him in the fucking balls, and all this shit's happening. And really, all these comics start gathering around, and these guys, and I'm sorry, Carl, because I love you, but you guys were fighting like girls. No one's getting hurt. Nobody is getting hurt. Nobody. Like, there's all these comics out there just going, this is fucking terrible. You know what I mean? There's like just punches going like this and like this. And so anyway, I stopped them. I'm like, you guys, Mitzi is coming. Mitzi owns the Comedy Store. She's Pauly Shore's mom. I'm like, why don't you guys take it around the back where everybody goes smokes pot? So we all stop just like in a cartoon, and everybody walks back there, and then they resume the fight. And they start fighting for a while, and all of a sudden Chris goes, hey, man, where the fuck is my chain, man? My mama gave me that chain. If someone doesn't find my chain, I'm going to kick somebody's ass. I'm like, Chris, you haven't kicked anybody's ass. This shit has been going on way too long. So now everybody's laughing. I find his chain. I give it back to him. He and Carl hug. The drama's over. Mitzi calls me the next day. She's like, Dante, who's this guy who fucked up, started fighting with Carl LeBeau on his return back to the Comedy Store? I'm like, Mitzi, he's a new comic. His name's Chris Tucker. He's a nice kid. I don't care. That's Carl LeBeau. He's banned from here. I'm like, Mitzi, don't do this. Aw. So I call Chris. I'm like, Chris, listen to me, buddy. Mitzi likes broken wing birds. If you're kind of fucked up, she wants to, like, you know, make you better. Now, here's the thing. I believe that Carl made him a star, and I'll tell you why. I believe in the butterfly effect. When shit happens for a reason. Like, for example, I was when my ex-wife was pregnant, we went to go see a movie. I lifted up a velvet rope to let her out because I didn't want her walking near other people and stuff with the big belly. And this fucking asshole came from the mall carrying all sorts of food, pushes right past her and walks into the movie theater, bumps into some lady, and they just smash food all over each other, ruin each other's night. And I remember thinking, wow, if I didn't lift this red rope, that shit would have never happened and they would have a nice night. So my wife didn't even notice and blah, blah, blah. So back to the butterfly effect. I go into the main room of the Comedy Store. That's the biggest room. It's like 500 seats. It's the glorified place to play in Los Angeles. And I'm looking at my spot, and all of a sudden I see Chris Tucker's name. And this is like 2 weeks later. I'm like, what the fuck, man? He's an open micer. Apparently, he had called her, made up to her, and she made him a paid regular, and he got up there. Within a month, he got on Def Jam. Within 2 months, he got a three-picture deal. Someone came to the main room and saw him. Got a three-picture deal. He did Friday. He did Dead Presidents and something else. And so if Carl LeBeau hadn't fought him that night, Chris Tucker would not be famous today. Pretty fucking crazy story, right? Yeah, that's all. There's no big fucking ending to it. Anthony doesn't sit on an animal. But that was it. So that is your fucking true story that I have never told on stage before, so good for you guys. All right, I need to wrap shit up. I see that the waitresses are passing out shit. Please make sure that you tip them, and that includes you too, Mexicans. Please. All right.